A business cycle is also known as a trade cycle or an economic cycle because the business cycle is a representation of the short-run fluctuations in the growth trend of a country's economic activities over a period of time. It is a series of alternate expansion and contraction in the economic activities because of the supply and demand of money. That's why business cycles are recurring, periodic, and synchronic. Relationship between the business cycle, unemployment, and inflation. The economic growth trend of a country is non-linear as there are numerous factors defining the phases of the economy, such as employment, interest rates, investments, labor productivity, efficient use of capital, inflation, spending, and money demand. For instance, growth fluctuates along with the GDP, total output, of the country. A country experiencing trade deficit will face huge unemployment, which causes prices to fall. The business cycle depends on circular flow of money between the households and the businesses. The government and private businesses have the authority to make decisions regarding investments, and the employee is considered as the general public. The cost of capital and the interest rates are high when the growth of the economy is at peak, so the businesses finds it hard to expand the production at the same time, as the interest rates are proportional to inflation. This is one of the reasons why consumption level falls, as there is no sufficient capital to invest. The production will fall again. The demand from public is limited from luxuries to needs as there is cut off in employees' salary. Now that the standard of living has fallen due to diminished economic activity, which will require an increase in credit from banks to normalize the economy. Business cycle graph. Four phases of business cycle. Trough. During this period, the economy is in an uncertain state with large-scale unemployment and poverty. The country is in the utmost depressed state. The economy experiences low production, investment, and therefore results in a decrease in the employment level. The economy revives after this stage and starts to expand as the economy cannot fall beyond this point. As there is a need of capital for the country to expand, banks will extend the credit limit and lower the interest rates to encourage the investment activity. As the country is reviving from the depressed state, the trough is also called its lower turning point. Recovery, expansion. The recovery stage is ahead with great prosperity, which results in the inflation gap between the potential GDP and the actual GDP because of increase in investments, consumption level due to demand, productivity due to efficient use of capital, and the employment rate. The period of expansion exists till the growth reaches peak. The growth of a country is regulated by stabilizing the interest rates. Banks reduce the credit limit and increases the lending rate due to which the businesses will experience disturbance in the cost of production and productivity. Peak. The economy is restricted to grow as inflation grew with it. The recovery was successful coupled with high inflation and now it's time to treat economy to have lower inflation. The production, investments and employment level are more than sufficient. The investments will be reduced because the economy cannot withstand higher interest rates. The economy will soon experience contraction. Contraction. The growth declines slowly, as the cost of borrowing was higher at peak. The businesses contemplate on further expansion even though the demand increases, so it's hard to expand the growth beyond certain stage. The consumption of the households declines due to inflation. As the demand falls, the productivity is also narrowed. The unemployment increases due to which the consumption, productions, and investments are towards south. As the interest rates fall, the borrowing capacity of the people increases. The economy will again experience a trough, expansion, peak, and again a contraction.